Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And we're going to talk again about the magic and power and wonder of structured water. And this is really important because I've been using structured water now for quite a while, and I'm very impressed with its qualities and how it's helping me in my life. So I'm so glad to have the man who has developed this structured water, these units, this system, and has introduced it to the world, and that's Clayton Nolte. Clayton, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Yeah, I'm so glad that we could talk more. We had a show much earlier, months ago, and we did talk about the principles behind it, and people can listen to that. There's actually a link to that show on my website, heartriver.org, and people can pick up on that. But I do want to go into more of the magic of it, more of what qualities it's offering us, and then also what you're doing with it now to bring it into much more use in the world, and how and where it's helping, because it's great physically for us, and it's also great for the planet in terms of agriculture, horticulture, and also I'm sure it's cleaning up the water in the world in its own way, being that you're bringing more structured water into the world and it's flowing out there. So, yes.
Go ahead.
No, you were going to say something.
No, absolutely. We're getting feedback from all over the world. And just like you said, you know, and there's some really unique principles coming about in that. But we may have a chance to bring them out. And so go ahead.
Right. And that's what I want to know more about, too, is the fact that we're looking at a different way that the molecules organize themselves in water to make that water more usable, both for our bodies, for absorption, and also in agriculture, in ways that we don't need to use as much water. For instance, out west, there's a drought, and there's a limitation on the use of water, and this way people can install these units in their water systems for agriculture and not have to use as much water.
Absolutely. The yes. reductions, and there's reductions across the board, and there's advantages across the board. It's a win-win, no matter which direction you look.
Right. No. So there's less water to be used, but it doesn't mean you get the same old results. You actually get even more improved results.
Yes, that's true.
And there's a lot of detoxing that goes on with structured water. It neutralizes toxins, and that's one of the reasons why it's so helpful in our bodies.
Yes, it neutralizes toxins, and also it enhances nutrients. It makes them more instantaneously available at the cellular level. So you know, it's again a win-win. It energetically neutralizes all toxins and energetically enhances all nutrients. Simple statement.
Wow. How does it enhance the nutrients?
Well, it's nature at its best, and nature does that. Structuring basically organizes the water to have the capacity to carry nutrients, and that's what it does in your body. You know, if you think about this, and many people have, I mean, our education system is a little shortchanges us in some respects. And or it was just one quick sentence somewhere in our education. But basically everything you eat and everything you drink goes out your elimination system. So what feeds your cells? What feeds your cells is the energy of the food you eat and the liquid you drink.
Right, so, and yet water is only a carrier. Water
and
itself,
water is the carrier.
Right, it's only as good as what it's got in it.
Well, yes. And so it is a carrier. But if you eat food, it's carrying that energy of all the food you eat through every cell. The cell doesn't have to take it. The cell only takes what it needs, especially when you're utilizing structured water. Structured water is a carrier. And if you don't have that carrier in your system, how does your body get energized? How does your body get the food, or let's say the vibrational of the food that you're consuming?
And maybe because it's so much more efficient that you can eat less.
That is very true. You know, that perspective, however, is training. We would have to train ourselves to eat less. You know, and that's what happens. And for many people, it becomes a simple journey to realize that they're getting more nutrients. They're getting nutrients and or from the medications they take, the benefit of those medications, everything becomes more, let's say, more enhanced or more readily available.
What I find
percentage available.
What I find strange in my own life is that I am less hungry. I don't need to eat as much. I'm not drawn to food in the same way. And I look at that. It's hard actually to hold as a new concept in my life, where I say to myself, don't I need more? And I just don't have a sense that I do. But my mind is saying, well, you know, it used to be easier to eat a lot more, and why aren't you as hungry for all that, you know, heaviness in food or the quantity of food that you used to be? And just natural. It's not like I'm telling myself I better eat less.
And on top of that, when you do get that hunger thought, drink water. In many instances, it takes away that hunger, at least temporarily, until the next time it comes. Drink water. You know, your body will tell you, I mean, is constantly telling us when we should eat, or, you know, versus, you know, that pattern that we have fallen into, that pattern that we should eat breakfast and we should eat lunch and we should eat, you know, and we should eat and we should eat. You know, what we need to start doing is listening to what our body is telling us. Listen to the truth.
Right.
It is only giving us the truth.
Well,
we have to be able to hear it.
I work at home, and I go in and out of the kitchen. I have for many years grazing many times during the day. And now I find that many times I'll go into the kitchen to graze, and I'll look around, and nothing feels right except to have more water.
Right.
And I say, all right, I guess it's all right. And, you know, we learn to live with it. But I'm glad to get reinforcement from you that it's really that the body is getting enough with less, and to appreciate that more.
Great, absolutely. And, you know, and really, again, everything you eat and everything you drink goes out your elimination system. So, you know, really, you know, there are thoughts on this. You know, if you were listening to the right music, possibly, you could let's say, get sustenance.
Right.
I mean,
right.
There's so much here that we as a human race have not explored.
Years ago, I was listening to a lecture on nutrition, and there was all this elaborate stuff about nutrition, and I was already quite intuitive at the time, and I asked for higher guidance. I said, so how necessary is all this nutrition? And they said, it's not. I said, well, but wait a minute. It sounds important, and we should be using it. What would take its place? And they said, proper breathing.
Exactly. And that's something we want to take you into. This is relatively new. We've been doing this now for some time, and it is structured breathing. So that's
so cool.
Yes.
Now, talk about that a little bit, please.
Yes. And what we did is, it's just another way to use your structured water units. We base it on the portable, which is a handheld unit that that when you're going to drink water, you're going to drink juices or whatever you're going to consume, that you pour the water or the juice through the top of the portable. It has a funnel built in, and it has an outlet which fits into any bottle or any glass, and the water just runs through and is structured. It's healthy. Now, our new, let's say, use of that portable, and we have a whole list of uses for the portable, but this is one that is the most profound that we have brought forth. And it is turning the portable upside down and breathing air through the portable. And it's five simple steps. And I'll tell you, we have science that proves the whole physiology of your body changes in one breath. One breath through the portable.
Now, you're breathing through the mouth or the nose?
Okay, I'm going to take you through this.
Okay.
And your audience can do this if they have units, and you have a unit?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So let's turn your portable upside down.
I don't have it right here, but
okay.
I can picture
it. Think about it this,
right.
though. I want you to think through this as I go through these steps. The first step is in through your mouth. Then you take a deep breath in through your mouth.
With the unit?
And out in through your mouth and out your nose.
So you're putting the unit into your mouth and you're breathing through it.
Right.
And then out through both nostrils?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. The next step is in through your left nostril, holding your right nostril closed, and out through your right nostril, holding your left nostril closed.
Great.
The next step, and you can do this multiple times. It just depends. And I personally, I ask myself, I just think, does it feel better to do this more than once, or is once enough? Once is actually enough. But if you really want, and you're, say, like you're driving, for instance, and you're starting to feel drowsy, this will instantly bring oxygen to your brain, and you'll be a wide awake, alert, and enthusiastic. I guarantee it.
Can we switch?
So here you go.
Can we switch nostrils the second time?
You'll switch nostrils.
Okay.
In through you hold your left nostril closed and breathe in through your right.
Mm-hmm.
And then hold your right nostril closed and out through your left.
Awesome. And then go back and forth if we want to.
You can, but I want to take you through the five steps. The five
Sure.
steps is in your mouth, out your nose, in your left nostril, out your right, in your right nostril, out your left. The next step is in your left nostril, holding your, and some people may have to hold their both nostrils, and out your mouth.
Okay.
The next step is in your right nostril, holding your left closed. Hold your nose closed and out your mouth. Those are the five steps.
Right. Can you,
they're simple, less than a minute.
Right.
Yes.
And can you explain what it's doing to the air that we're breathing in?
It's doing the same thing to the air that it does to the water. It's structuring the air.
Is that because there's water in the air?
Yes. Absolutely, there's water in the air. If there were no water in the air, you wouldn't be able to breathe.
Really?
That's right.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Air is just another form of water.
Okay, so
it is.
Right, it's evaporated water.
Right.
So it's the humidity that is carrying the oxygen that we need? Is that what you're saying?
You could say that, but there's oxygen. I mean, the air is oxygen and hydrogen.
Right.
It's the same. It's the same components as the water you drink.
Right. So it's separated. You know? That's why the structure affects it, because it's moving it through. Let's just talk briefly about what goes on inside the unit. It's like a curlicue of movement of the water through, or
it's a vortex.
It's not a moving vortex.
It's on the same structure as a cyclone or a tornado.
But it's not moving. It's the water that's moving through it that creates the effect of the cyclone.
It's the same thing for the air. When the air moves through, it's creating that same identical effect. It cannot help but not do this. The flow form inside creates that movement. Basically, the movement is actually created by the water or the air moving through. But the form inside creates a specific avenue or pathway that the water or the air has to take.
See, I was already impressed. I was already impressed with what this does to our brains when we're drinking, because water goes through the brain barrier, and structured water actually cleanses toxins in our brains and calcification in our brains, and helps us get smarter and have better memory, et cetera, et cetera. And so
air does the same thing. Air does identically the same thing, only more. The combination of drinking structured water and breathing structured air, and I want you to realize this, your nose is a structuring unit.
So then we don't need it. We don't need the unit, because if the air is structuring.
You did not need it.
The nose is structuring.
Maybe 50 to 80 years ago, you did not need it. Because when you were breathing through your nose, and I want to remind you this, even if you don't have a structured unit, with the conditions that are existing today, the toxic level of the air that you are breathing is so severe that it's severe. It's beyond severe.
So this neutralizes the toxins as well by organizing.
50 to 80 years ago, you could breathe the air, and by breathing the air through your nose, your left nostril spins the air to the right. Your right nostril spins the air to the air to the left. It's identical, let's say in application, or let's say technology, as the structuring does. Other than the structuring unit, what it does is it multiplies. It's a multiplication factor. It's a mathematical journey that exponentially structures the air.
What if people aren't ready for such powerful brain nutrition of structured air? You know, it's because the reason I say that is because the very advanced meditation techniques involve very advanced breathing techniques.
Yes. And this, I want to add that in. But I want you to understand this. One breath will change your entire emotional system. And your emotional system drives your physical.
Right.
So when you're stressed, you're distorting your physical. When you're angry, you're distorting your physical.
Right.
When you're standing in the room of an angry person or a stressed person, you're distorting your physical, because your emotional state in that
right, we're being conditioned,
that place.
Right, we're being conditioned by that other person.
Absolutely.
Right.
So now,
this is
by standing your ground, standing and knowing who you are and what's yours. And here we go. Let's go into martial arts. What is martial arts? First thing they teach you, to breathe.
Right. I have a third degree black belt in Goju-Ryu karate. So
think about it.
I understand how important a breath is.
And you, do you realize this? By by being aware of your breath, in that moment, you are the most powerful person on the planet. Why? Because when you're thinking about breathing through your mouth and out your nose, in through your right nostril, out your left, and through the sequence, you are in, your whole physiology is into your breath. You are concentrating on breathing. Everything else in your life falls away. All the conditions, all the problems, all the errors, all the he did, she did, this, that, whatever, does not exist.
So every parent should get this for their kids.
In this very
moment. Make their life a lot easier.
In this very moment, this is one of the rites of passage. And you understand what I'm saying here. When you do martial arts, you are engaging in a rite of passage. The passage, or let's say the place, of being in tune with yourself, being in tune with the earth.
Right, alignment.
Being grounded, yep. Alignment,
right.
Yes.
Right.
And how do you get there? The quickest way for humanity to get there is meditate, walk on the grass or the ground barefooted,
right.
Or breathe and be consciously aware of your breath.
And if you have a structured water unit, it enhances that dramatically.
Exponentially enhances not only what you're eating, what you're drinking, but what you're breathing. If you do this twice a day, your whole physiology will change. All your conditions will start to alleviate. Or come into balance.
I'm so excited because I already have a structured water unit, but I certainly would like my audience to get them. And actually, they can go to my website, heartriver.org, and there's a link to click on for a structured water free ebook, and also to link into the opportunity to purchase them. And
there you go.
Yeah, and so that's a great opportunity for everybody. This is one discussion we're having about a particular aspect of it. There's so many things about structured water that we can learn about, and you've had so many different experiences with people. There's an athlete who's training for a world championship in
UFC, is it?
Yes, he's a fighter,
right.
And he's found himself better at fighting from his structured water.
The only thing he changed when he was in 20th place or whatever, the only thing he changed is he brought structured water in his life. He believes in it. Everybody in his vicinity, is everybody that works with him, is drinking, breathing structured water, structured air.
Yeah, I am so excited about it. I actually repeat pouring the water through the structured water unit about a dozen times, and then I drink that. And because the more you use it, the more enhanced the water is, right?
Yes, the more that you structure the water, what this does, and I'm going to say this, you can be having a mixed drink in a bar. You can add one drop of structured water to your mixed drink, and it'll make that drink healthy. Whether it's wine, coffee, beer, milk, it does not matter. It'll make it healthy. Everything becomes more healthy when you add structured water.
How does it condition? It can actually, you can take a drop of structured water and condition, let's say, a whole glass of wine?
Yes.
How does it condition so many other molecules that... out of, a small drop.
Listen to me. You can also take structured water and put it into a spray bottle and spray those drinks or spray your food or spray yourself.
Right.
If you spray And we have nurses and medical groups across the planet in clinics. They have a spray bottle where people come in, and the majority of people coming in are elderly, and they need assistance to get around. All they have to do is spray their crown chakra just above their head, and they can navigate on their own. Think about it.
Wow.
Because it brings them into a grounded state.
Now, in that spray bottle, have they put the water through multiple times through the portable unit?
You can do that. Yes, right, yeah. Right. One time, 10 times. I had a lady just recently who she's a health practitioner, and she is working her body through some conditions that have plagued her. Cancer, for one, plagued her severely. And she was telling me, and she had been on structured water, doing structured water for, you know, maybe 6 months or 8 months. And she's come into this place of wanting to take it further. And she's listening to us on the calls. You know, I do a Clayton's Classroom, whatever, you know, there's a lot of information. I'm talking on your program and aiding your audience to do this better. But she said to me, she didn't think about this. She's had this condition, you know, and she wanted to change it. So what she did is she was structuring, running the water through her portable 26 times.
Wow.
And it was making this significant change in her condition.
And it runs through quickly, so it doesn't take much time. We only have a couple of minutes left. I would like the audience to know how to find Clayton's Classroom, or, you know, you have there's an opportunity to learn more from you. Where can they go?
Well, we have Clayton's Classroom is, you can go on my website. It's listed on there, which is Natural Action Water. No, naturalactiontechnologies.com. I'm sorry, I don't do this very often.
Naturalactiontechnologies.com. That's great.
Right. Naturalactiontechnologies.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is incredible talking with you. I'm so excited about doing more breathing, special breathing, and spraying my crown chakra also, as well as other things. So,
one thing I need to add this, the thing about multiply structuring your water is every time you do, you add more energy. And the more energy you add creates a quickening in your body, a quickening to bring your physiology or your physical being back into its original intention.
Right, that's wonderful.
It resets your DNA, in other words.
And also, one more thing is that I find that I need less sleep, and it's not like I think I should get up earlier. I just can't help it. And
there you go.
And that's wonderful, too. So, Clayton Nolte, thank you so much for being a guest on Energy Stew. It's such a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you for your coming into a place of agreeing with me.
Okay. easily done.
I'm extremely grateful for that.
Well,
thank you, Peter.
Thank you so much. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.